This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at an unprecedented pace backed by the innovative spirit of country's youth power. Addressing the Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the third day, the Prime Minister said that today, when the country is working on the roadmap for a developed India by 2047, this Startup Mahakumbh is of great importance. He said in the last decade, India has seen as to how it has made strides in the IT and software sector, and now people are seeing the trend of innovation and startup culture in India.
भारत आज अगर ग्लोबल स्टार्टअप स्पेस के लिए नई उम्मीद नई ताकत बनकर उभरा है तो इसके पीछे एक सोचा समझा विजन रहा है। भारत ने सही समय पर सही निर्णय लिए, सही समय पर स्टार्टअप को लेकर काम शुरू किया।
Mr. Modi mentioned that Startup India initiative has given a platform to innovative ideas and connected them to funding. He added that India's youth has chosen the path of being job creator rather than job seeker. He said currently India has more than 1.25 lakh startups and 110 unicorns. The Prime Minister mentioned that India's startup revolution is today being led by the youth of small towns of the country. He expressed happiness that today startups in agriculture, textile, medicine, transport, space and even yoga and Ayurveda have started. The Election Commission has issued notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections today. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in this phase. 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar and 3 seats of West Bengal will go to polls in this first phase. Polls will also be held in 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry in this first phase. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has termed the upcoming 18th Lok Sabha elections as the largest electoral logistics exercise that this planet has ever witnessed. In a virtual statement on the third edition of the Summit for Democracy, organized by the Republic of Korea in Seoul, he said that the country today has 1.4 million women, constituting the largest cohort of elected women representatives at the grassroots level in any part of the world. He said the government's recent decision to extend 33% reservation for women in both parliament and the state legislatures recognizes the fundamental principle that women's voices are indispensable in shaping the nation's destiny. The UPSC has decided to postpone the Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024. The Civil Services Preliminary Examination 2024, which also serves as a screening test for Indian Forest Service examination, will now be held on the 16th June this year. The exam was earlier scheduled to be held on the 26th May. The Commission has decided to postpone the schedule due to the ensuing general elections. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has been given an additional charge of the Ministry of Food Processing Industries after Union Minister and Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party Chief Pashupati Kumar Paras resigned from the Union Cabinet yesterday. The President's office today said that President Draupadi Murmu has accepted the resignation of Mr. Paras with immediate effect. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast moderate rainfall in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar today. It said moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is expected over many parts of India, including the east, central and adjoining peninsulas. The winds gusting up to 40 km per hour will also be likely to prevail over East Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.